have to speak in, when you're actually doing the checking? Because like you said, on the phone, you're not actually speaking.
They're speaking. They're speaking, so there is some emotion there. Do you need to speak? No. Listen to music. There's a therapist. I love this. He gives all his clients country western music. He says, listen to it in tap. His country western covers death, divorce, unemployment. He says, just listen to it in tap. Listen to music that reminds you of high school. It reminds you of your parents. You don't need words if you're in the emotion. If you're in the emotion, touch or tap the spot. Okay, so it could be in a movie. It could be when somebody's telling you something. It could be a picture in a magazine that you have a reaction to. You don't need words. We use words, though, because this is a multitasking community. And most of us, our minds are not one track. You probably think three things at once.
At least I
believe. I find Carol Look is a fabulous tapper. She's amazing. I suggest you check her out on YouTube. She taps very methodically. She's very thorough. When I tap that way, I'm like thinking two other thoughts. So I have to be in a streaming consciousness where the words entertain me and hold my attention. Or it's like, oh yeah, what am I making for dinner tomorrow? You know, it just doesn't work for me. But some people find that comforting. So explore, check, see what works for you. It's all good. It's all beneficial. And so if you're in the emotion, you do not need words. We use words in a group to call back a memory or to address something. Now, there are great scripts, though, for clearing pain. You always get, you describe it, and you aim for the right arm. Sorry. you describe it specifically. That's an important thing. If you have a headache, don't tap. That won't feel good. Touch. You know, if you have a friend with a headache, don't tap on them. That's not good. Okay? All right. So